ინგლისური ენის ტესტის მოსმენის დავალება. მესამე ვარიანტი. ინგლისური ენის ტესტის მოსმენის დავალება. მესამე ვარიანტი.
Listening task 1. You are going to listen to 5 texts. For each of them, answer the 2 questions given. Mark the correct answer A, B, or C. You have 20 seconds to look through the questions. You will then hear the recording twice. Text 1. My name is Sandro and I am 32. After graduating from the Caucasus School of Economics, it was my dream to become a chief manager in a big factory, which is actually the most important person in a company. I took several steps to make my dream come true. First, I took a very active part in the work of professional associations. I became the national president of the Georgian Society for Training and Development. This helped me to grow professionally. I had to meet with a lot of people and discuss various things with them, which improved my communication skills. While working for the associations, I also learned how to conduct meetings in an effective manner. My job took me to different parts of the country, and I believe that traveling also gave me a lot of experience. I also wrote a lot. I was cooperating with local newspapers and gave them the most recent news about the work of my association. My name is Sandro and I am 32. After graduating from the Caucasus School of Economics, it was my dream to become a chief manager in a big factory, which is actually the most important person in the company. I took several steps to make my dream come true. First, I took a very active part in the work of professional associations. I became the national president of the Georgian Society for Training and Development. This helped me to grow professionally. I had to meet with a lot of people and discuss various things with them, which improved my communication skills. While working for the associations, I also learned how to conduct meetings in an effective manner. My job took me to different parts of the country, and I believe that traveling also gave me a lot of experience. I also wrote a lot. I was cooperating with local newspapers and gave them the most recent news about the work of my association. Text 2.
Opened in 1911, Café de la Rotonde in Paris remains a popular place both for locals and tourists. The locals enjoy the lively atmosphere of the café that offers only French cuisine. As for tourists, they are attracted to the café because of the charm of its past. In the past, the café was often visited by great impressionist artists and famous writers. One of the most colourful and beloved characters of that time was nightclub singer, painter and model Kiki de Montparnasse. It was in Café de la Rotonde that Kiki performed and met with artists. Kiki was raised in poverty by her grandmother. At the age of 12, she was sent to live with her mother in Paris in order to find work. Kiki first worked in shops and bakeries. Then, by the age of 14, she became a model for sculptors. Kiki's mother didn't like her job as a model and argued a lot with her about it. Later, Kiki wrote her autobiography, Kiki's Memoirs, which was published in 1929 in France and the following year in the United States. It's an interesting fact that the introduction to the English translation of the book was written by Ernest Hemingway. Opened in 1911, Café de la Rotonde in Paris remains a popular place both for locals and tourists. The locals enjoy the lively atmosphere of the café that offers only French cuisine. As for tourists, they are attracted to the café because of the charm of its past. In the past, the cafe was often visited by great impressionist artists and famous writers. One of the most colourful and beloved characters of that time was nightclub singer, painter and model Kiki de Montparnasse. It was in Café de la Rotonde that Kiki performed and met with artists. Kiki was raised in poverty by her grandmother. At the age of 12, she was sent to live with her mother in Paris in order to find work. Kiki first worked in shops and bakeries. Then, by the age of 14, she became a model for sculptors. Kiki's mother didn't like her job as a model and argued a lot with her about it. Later, Kiki wrote her autobiography, Kiki's Memoirs, which was published in 1929 in France and the following year in the United States. It's an interesting fact that the introduction to the English translation of the book was written by Ernest Hemingway.
Text 3. Sir Cecil Beaton, the British photographer, is known primarily for his portraits of celebrities. Beaton's interest in photography began when he was very young. As a boy, he admired portraits of popular women and actresses, which were published on picture postcards. When Beaton got his first camera at the age of 11, his nurse taught him how to use it. Beaton dressed his sisters in clothes similar to the ones the actresses wore in the portraits he loved and took their photos. In the 1920s, Beaton became a photographer for Vogue magazine. He developed his own style of photography and his photographs were always artistic. During World War II, Beaton served in the British Ministry of Information, taking photos of battles in Africa and East Asia. After the war, Beaton left the ministry and went back to portrait photography. He also started to design costumes for theatre and film actresses. Cecil Beaton won an Oscar for his costume design in the popular Hollywood film My Fair Lady. Sir Cecil Beaton, the British photographer, is known primarily for his portraits of celebrities. Beaton's interest in photography began when he was very young. As a boy, he admired portraits of popular women and actresses, which were published on picture postcards. When Beaton got his first camera at the age of 11, his nurse taught him how to use it. Beaton dressed his sisters in clothes similar to the ones the actresses wore in the portraits he loved and took their photos. In the 1920s, Beaton became a photographer for Vogue magazine. He developed his own style of photography and his photographs were always artistic. During World War II, Beaton served in the British Ministry of Information, taking photos of battles in Africa and East Asia. After the war, Beaton left the ministry and went back to portrait photography. He also started to design costumes for theatre and film actresses. Cecil Beaton won an Oscar for his costume design in the popular Hollywood film My Fair Lady. Text 4.
Pumpkins have been grown for thousands of years in North and Central America, and they are one of the most popular crops in the United States. Today, pumpkin festivals and contests are very popular in North America. The Barnesville Pumpkin Festival in the state of Ohio in the United States attracts around 100,000 visitors every year. The best part of the festival is the event of choosing the king pumpkin, the largest pumpkin. The contest is won by the person who has grown the heaviest pumpkin. The heaviest pumpkin ever grown in the US was a record-breaking monster weighing over 1 ton. In 2019, the Barnesville Pumpkin Festival was held on the 26th to the 29th of September. Another popular tradition in North America connected with pumpkins is making decorated lanterns from carved pumpkins at Halloween. This tradition dates back to the 19th century. Pumpkin lanterns that have been carved and decorated with a face are known as jack-o'-lanterns. Pumpkins have been grown for thousands of years in North and Central America, and they are one of the most popular crops in the United States. Today, Pumpkin festivals and contests are very popular in North America. The Barnesville Pumpkin Festival in the state of Ohio, in the United States, attracts around 100,000 visitors every year. The best part of the festival is the event of choosing the king pumpkin, the largest pumpkin. The contest is won by the person who has grown the heaviest pumpkin. The heaviest pumpkin ever grown in the US was a record-breaking monster weighing over 1 ton. In 2019, the Barnesville Pumpkin Festival was held on the 26th to the 29th of September. Another popular tradition in North America connected with pumpkins is making decorated lanterns from carved pumpkins at Halloween. This tradition dates back to the 19th century. Pumpkin lanterns that have been carved and decorated with a face are known as jack-o'-lanterns.
Text 5. George Kobe, or Grigol Kobachidze, gained huge success in the USA and became America's first Georgian millionaire. Grigol was born in 1883 in one of small villages in Racha. He was 10 years old when he started work in the Borjomi glass factory. The management soon noticed Grigol Kobachidze's talent for invention. The German owner of the factory, Schumann, introduced him to Michael Muchran Batoni, the owner of Borjomi. Soon after that, Grigol Kobachidze was sent to Russia to work at the glass factory. Kobachidze later moved to Germany and Britain and finally settled in the USA. After 10 years of living in America, Grigol established a large factory in Massachusetts, which he named the Kobe Glass Products Company. By 1922, the company had become one of the leading companies in the eastern United States. In addition to glass, the company produced chemical, medical, construction raw materials, and goods. Before that, Kobachidze had worked at General Electric for 9 years. During this time, he further developed his inventive skills. He even patented a couple of fountain pens. This had been Kobachidze's small business, selling pens along with other stationery. George Kobe, or Grigol Kobachidze, gained huge success in the USA and became America's first Georgian millionaire. Grigol was born in 1883 in one of small villages in Racha. He was 10 years old when he started work in the Borjomi glass factory. The management soon noticed Grigol Kobachidze's talent for invention. The German owner of the factory, Schumann, introduced him to Michael Muchran Batoni, the owner of Borjomi. Soon after that, Grigol Kobachidze was sent to Russia to work at the glass factory. Kobachidze later moved to Germany and Britain and finally settled in the USA. After 10 years of living in America, Grigol established a large factory in Massachusetts, which he named the Kobe Glass Products Company. By 1922, the company had become one of the leading companies in the eastern United States. In addition to glass, the company produced chemical, medical, construction raw materials, and goods. Before that, Kobachidze had worked at General Electric for 9 years. During this time, he further developed his inventive skills. He even patented a couple of fountain pens. This had been Kobachidze's small business, selling pens along with other stationery. Listening Task 2. Listen to the text and for each question, mark the correct answer A, B, or C. You now have 30 seconds to look through the task. You will then hear the recording twice.
today, I am so popular, and I have fans in almost every country. But who was I, Adele Adkins, before I became successful? I was born on May the 5th, 1988, in Tottenham, London. I didn't have an ideal childhood. My father left my mum and me when I was just 2 years old. My mum would take any job that was available to support me and herself. We often depended on government assistance to pay the apartment rent. But despite the difficulties my single mother faced, she always encouraged me to develop my musical talent. My mother was herself a brilliant guitar player, so I got interested in music from a very early age. At the age of 4, I was hugely influenced by the Spice Girls and would often imitate their singing. By the time I was 14, I had been accepted to the most famous school of performing arts. While at school, I wanted to make my career at a music recording company called Artists and Repertoire. I was still a schoolgirl when I wrote 3 songs for a project. One of my friends posted them on her MySpace profile on the internet. 2 years later, the boss of XL Recordings, a popular British independent recording company, came across the songs and contacted me. I was just 18 when I signed a contract with XL Recordings, and it was just the beginning of my singing career. At the time, many people compared my voice and music to Amy Winehouse. In some ways, the comparison was natural. We were both white, British, and wrote and sang soul and jazz. At the age of 19, I began recording my debut album titled 19, named after my age. 19 was a great hit. Unbelievably, people all over the world fell in love with my voice. The world greeted me as if I were a new queen of music when I went on to win my first Grammy for the Best New Artist in 2009. At that time, I was in love with a man 10 years older than me. He had a huge influence on my life, but after dating for over a year, we broke up. I was heartbroken, but I found enough strength to turn my loss into a song named Someone Like You, which became the anthem of one-sided love and heartache. At the age of 21, I released my second studio album, 21, titled again after my age at the time. The album sold over 3 million copies. But November 2011 was a hard time for me. While singing live on French radio, I realised that something was wrong with my voice. As a result, I had to cancel all my shows. I was very upset. I had an operation on my throat, and afterwards I couldn't speak for 7 weeks. People began speculating about my career. Everybody wondered if that was the end of it. However, I made a triumphant comeback at the 2012 Grammy Awards. That evening, I won a Grammy in every category I was nominated for. My achievements were now similar to that of Beyoncé's achievements, winning the same number of awards in a single evening. I hope my life will be an inspiring story of how an ordinary life could be turned into an extraordinary one with dedication and hard work. Now, there was no looking back. In 2012, I won an Academy Award, a Grammy Award, and a Golden Globe Award for Best Original Song for Skyfall, which I sang for the James Bond film. My third studio album, 25, came in 2015. And once again, I won 5 Grammy Awards for it. Today, I am so popular, and I have fans in almost every country. But who was I, Adele Adkins, before I became successful? I was born on May the 5th, 1988, in Tottenham, London. I didn't have an ideal childhood. My father left my mum and me when I was just 2 years old. My mum would take any job that was available to support me and herself. We often depended on government assistance to pay the apartment rent. But despite the difficulties my single mother faced, She always encouraged me to develop my musical talent. My mother was herself a brilliant guitar player, so I got interested in music from a very early age. At the age of 4, I was hugely influenced by the Spice Girls and would often imitate their singing. By the time I was 14, I had been accepted to the most famous school of performing arts. While at school, I wanted to make my career at a music recording company called Artists and Repertoire. I was still a schoolgirl when I wrote 3 songs for a project. One of my friends posted them on her MySpace profile on the internet. 2 years later, the boss of XL Recordings, a popular British independent recording company, came across the songs and contacted me. I was just 18 when I signed a contract with XL Recordings, and it was just the beginning of my singing career. At the time, many people compared my voice and music to Amy Winehouse. In some ways, the comparison was natural. We were both white, British, and wrote and sang soul and jazz. At the age of 19, I began recording my debut album titled 19, named after my age. 19 was a great hit. Unbelievably, people all over the world fell in love with my voice. The world greeted me as if I were a new queen of music when I went on to win my first Grammy for the Best New Artist in 2009. At that time, I was in love with a man 10 years older than me. He had a huge influence on my life, but after dating for over a year, we broke up. I was heartbroken, but I found enough strength to turn my loss into a song named Someone Like You, which became the anthem of one-sided love and heartache. At the age of 21, I released my second studio album, 21, titled, again, after my age at the time. The album sold over 3 million copies. But November 2011 was a hard time for me. While singing live on French radio, I realised that something was wrong with my voice. As a result, I had to cancel all my shows. I was very upset. I had an operation on my throat, and afterwards I couldn't speak for 7 weeks. People began speculating about my career. Everybody wondered if that was the end of it. However, I made a triumphant comeback at the 2012 Grammy Awards. That evening, I won a Grammy in every category I was nominated for. My achievements were now similar to that of Beyoncé's achievements, winning the same number of awards in a single evening. I hope my life will be an inspiring story of how an ordinary life could be turned into an extraordinary one with dedication and hard work. Now, there was no looking back. In 2012, I won an Academy Award, a Grammy Award, and a Golden Globe Award for Best Original Song for Skyfall, which I sang for the James Bond film. My third studio album, 25, came in 2015. And once again, I won 5 Grammy Awards for it.
This is the end of the listening part.
Მოსმენის დავალება დასრულებულია.